This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A number of issues that divide the group of seven world leaders surfaced on Sunday. It was the first day of talks at the G7 summit in Biarritz. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Smiles and bonhomie may be on display at the G7 summit in France, but bubbling tensions quickly surfaced on Sunday. It was the first day of talks in Biarritz, set against a backdrop of worries over a global economic downturn and disunity on a range of matters. One such area, Iran. European leaders have been trying to quell a confrontation between Washington and Tehran since the US withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal. In a surprise move, Iran's foreign minister arrived in Biarritz on Sunday, though a senior Iranian official said he had no plans to hold talks with Trump or any member of the US delegation.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Hong Kong police drew their guns Sunday night after protesters attacked officers with sticks and rods. The police also used water cannon trucks for the first time, an escalation in the 12 weeks of protests. Earlier, a large crowd rallied in a park while a group of hardline protesters took over a main street in Hong Kong, lining up traffic barriers and cones to obstruct police. The Taliban says it expects to finalize a peace deal with the United States sometime soon to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan. A Taliban spokesman told VOA that two sides are working on a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials say the deal will require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan officials to discuss a ceasefire. U.S. officials say the Taliban will be bound to prevent al-Qaeda from establishing a safe haven and to help defeat Islamic State terrorists in the country. For the latest news around the clock, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel says it attacked Iranian targets in Syria.